The New Black is Triad storytelling at its finest. It features an 11-person cast with three-piece band, dancers, poets, and singers whose spoken word poetry, original dance, live music, and song are designed to move your spirit. Poetry Project director Josephus spoke with me shortly after the release of his CD, Poetry is Life. Who are some of your influences?
Well, I think he's got some old school Gil Scott. Gil Scott definitely, is in there. The Last Poets got some of that old school feel in there. Yeah. But it's got a real neo-soul kind of music outlay. We did a few different beats and tracks on the album. It's all live music. You know, none of that 808 stuff going on the album. So it's from real music, real poetry lovers. I love flowetry. You know, it's got a real floetic style to it. I love Common. You know, Talib Kweli, Mos Def. I mean, I'm a big hip-hop fan. But I think it definitely has a cool neo-soul feel to it also. And it came before hip-hop. This plant, tree, crop, set, P-O-E-T-R-Y,
it's poetry. P-O-E-T-R-Y, it's poetry. You mentioned the late, great Gil Scott Heron as being an influence. What about Gil's music stuck with you?
Man, when I listen to some of the stuff I've done, you know, he was doing it way, way, way back then, you know, mixing the poetry with the music, and it was successful, you know, and it's sad to say nobody has really risen to that level, not from a male perspective anyway. The poetry has been huge, but a poet combining music and the movement on that level really hasn't been done, so I'm looking to move in that direction.
Well, I want to listen to another track and talk about it. What would be another track besides the title cut that you would like
really
to talk
like,
about?
Man, let's talk about Rainbows. That's one of my favorites. It's really smooth and relaxing.
All right.
Kind of got that vibe that just kind of mesmerizes you for a moment, but still uplifts you and inspires you.
I need that. Lingering light lasts beyond shadows. Colors fill corners where hope was lost. Tossed in the wind, prisms project peace and understanding. Colors eclipse war. So you come in with the poetry, or the poem already
a lot
written?
Of times the poems are already written,
okay.
But every now and then there is something that we're just playing at rehearsal and I'll be able to write to, you know, some kind of feel or mood that I'm in. I'm like, okay, can you play something that's a little slow but has a little, you know, so I don't know notes, but I can kind of describe it, and we've worked together long enough to where they kind of know. So from one aspect, I guess I am kind of producing, you know, I'm not hitting something, but you know, we really gel well together as a group. So
it seems so seamless.
Having,
I mean, it's really
having
nice.
A band is a good thing to have.
I love the fact that you're talking about a rainbow and these colors, and you get this great background vocalist with this gorgeous, such a colorful voice.
Yeah, Nicole Beck is very good at what she does, so she's definitely an asset to the team to have.
Oh, just so expressive. A great colorful voice, and then you get Orange's Open Opportunity, and the way you're just playing off of words and colors at the same time. I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
It's a nice ride.
Thank you. We try to paint a vivid picture with your words. That's the gift.
Blend our souls with the sun. Nice.
Shining with salvation, saving us all. Yeah, rainbows are those things that happen after the storm, you know? When all hope seems to be lost, there's this thing in the sky, you know? Where did it come from? How is it? You can't touch it or feel it or taste it, but it's there and it's vibrant, you know?
Yeah.
It's like hope almost.
Artist, poet, self-described dreamer, and Poetry Project director Josephus. We've been sampling from his CD, Poetry is Life. The New Black, with three-piece band, dancers, poets, and singers, is Sunday night, February 16th at 7 o'clock in Guilford College's Dana Auditorium. It's the school's 10th annual Black History Month show, and doors open at 6:30. The New Black is free and open to the public. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.